From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, April 11th at 8:54. It's time for the opening market report. This morning, we have Dave Chatterton. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly, and happy Friday to you as well. It's been a pretty interesting week here. The gray markets, for their part, continue to show some resilience here despite the escalating kind of U.S.-China tariff war here. And China again ramped up tariffs on the U.S. here overnight. Says they will not retaliate further, but we're watching to see what happens. We have a CNN report this morning that just hit the wires that the Trump administration has called China to request a phone call between President Trump and Chinese Premier Xi. We'll have to see where that goes. And of course, we're looking forward to the weather next week and hoping that a planting window will open here in the Midwest. Values today are really led by the wheat complex here. They're reacting to some dryness in the Black Sea and a decline in crop conditions there. But corn really still the leader in terms of trade volume here. And that follows what was a pretty long-awaited USDA WASDE report yesterday that saw those old crop corn ending stocks get cut here under 1.5 billion here annually now, and the stocks to use now under 10%. We did see CBT open interest yesterday reflect sharp falls in both corn and soybeans, and that would suggest to us that the recent rally really more about short covering than really any new buying here. China again, you know, retaliated, as I said, overnight. They raised their own import tariff against U.S. goods to 125%, with Beijing saying that basically, American goods are no longer marketable or affordable in China, and therefore they're going to disregard any additional measures taken by the U.S. And I think that's the first signal that we might have seen that this kind of U.S.-China tit-for-tat tariff increase may be finished for now or maybe finishing up. I think unknown remains whether the Trump administration will decide or announce anything on the proposed Chinese vessel tax, and that vessel tax is probably the next lever that could be pulled by the Trump administration to kind of escalate the political war here if they chose to do so. Trade war aside, for a moment here, USDA, you know, when they cut their corn ending stocks yesterday, I think it reinforces the tightness among world exporters. We're seeing stocks to use ratio for the four major exporters of corn around the world, being the U.S., Brazil, Argentina, and Ukraine, now the third lowest of the ethanol era and really at a historic low. And weather so far for Brazil's Safrinha corn crop has been mostly favorable. We got to hope, you know, as I mentioned, that the U.S. planting window will open up next week. We're going to need to see both of those crops, you know, a sure trend or above type yields probably before we get much of a fundamental relaxation in the market. So we're going to go back to watching the headlines, Kimberly, and I guess see what happens later today and through the weekend.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 56 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 62 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 43 degrees, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer with a high of 70 degrees and a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.